I am Pius Gojobaka, looking at our stories. Some oil marketing companies have moved to reduce prices of petroleum products at the pumps again. This is in addition to earlier price reduction last week by some other oil firms. More in this report.
Star Oil, which took the lead last week by dropping the price of petrol to 10 cedis 86 pesos and diesel to 11 cedis 96 pesos, has now moved to these new levels. However, the prices are based on Star Oil's discounted pricing policy for some of the service stations across the country. The second major oil player in the industry, that is Galp, has also announced a reduction in its prices at the pumps. Diesel at the various service stations across the country is going for 11 cedis 96 pesos, whilst petrol is selling at 10 Ghana cedis 99 pesos. Other major oil marketing companies have told Joy Business that they will respond to this competition by also moving again to reduce their prices at the pumps. Some of the oil marketing companies have told Joy Business that this reduction was influenced by the city's sharp appreciation against the US dollar. Some of them have told us that if the local currency's performance is even sustained for this month, then could witness another drop in prices at the pumps from the 16th of January 2026.
A business desk report. A team of officials from the Ghana Revenue Authority has visited some shops and supermarkets in Accra to assess the implementation of the new VAT system, which commenced on January 1, 2026. During the visit, the managements of Melcom, Palace Mall and other supermarkets confirmed that the implementation of the new VAT has resulted in reduction of prices. Commissioner of Domestic Tax Revenue Division, Dr. Martin Yamborija, interacted with the shop owner of United Commercial Trading, Ali Fawaz, confirming the reduction in prices of goods.
In the lines item for taxes, we have Get Fund, National Health Insurance Levy, and the VAT. COVID levy is completely out because it has been abolished. And the levies are also calculated on the same amount as the VAT. So effectively, we can see the reduction in the price. So can you confirm that consumers are really enjoying a reduction of 1.9% as a result of the VAT, or you are taking it from them?
No, the consumers are absolutely happy about this, because usually our prices, as you can see, they are based on a price which is before VAT, then we add the VAT.
Yeah.
So which means now everyone that is buying is saving that 1.9%. And when you, you know, some of our customers are big contract construction companies, and they are contractors, they're being, whether it's government or private, when you talk about 2%, 2% on every million CDs is 20,000.
Yeah.
And that can translate to hundreds of thousands of CDs a year in savings, which basically goes to the pocket of the consumer and helps them to use it in other places.
You heard Commissioner of Domestic Tax Revenue Division, Dr. Martin Ayabriga, interacting with shop owner of United Commercial Trading, Ali Fawaz, confirming the reduction in prices of goods. Meanwhile, the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Anthony Sapong, who led the team, interacted with the media, encouraging all businesses to comply with the new system.
To use this medium to encourage all businesses that the new VAT reform is bringing simplicity, is bringing ease, and ensuring voluntary compliance.
Yes.
So we encourage all businesses to comply by charging the VAT. And again, we call on all consumers that as you purchase, also demand your VAT invoice. Through that, all of us will be able to raise the needed revenue to build Ghana together. And on that note, be able to ensure that the present vision of resetting Ghana can have an impact on the lives of everybody, as is shown in the VAT, that every item that you buy today, you are enjoying 1.9%, which is an additional income into the pockets of consumers.
Anthony Sapong is the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority. Still on the VAT, tax consultant Francis Timoboy is of the view that although major retail chains have already integrated the new tax structure into their billing systems, smaller businesses and informal vendors may take a while to fully adjust, hence the need for customers to be accommodating.
considers such transitional arrangement in fiscal policies like this. It should take us about a month or two for us to see the real changes happening. Like I said, some businesses have changed their systems. We still have some others to saying that it's going to take some time. Even governments themselves at the ports, we've not seen the implementation taking place. Yes, we have to see new imports removing the COVID-19, but it shouldn't take us long. Maximum a month should be enough for businesses to adjust their system so that consumers will see the reduction and then therefore benefit from the relief that the government has granted.
Away from tax-related stories, remittance inflows from the United Kingdom to Ghana have declined to 17.5% of total receipts, down from about 28% during the same period in 2024, triggering renewed efforts by the Bank of Ghana to channel diaspora funds into long-term productive investments. Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Isiama, disclosed this at the London Accra Economic Growth Summit, noting that while the UK remains one of Ghana's most critical remittance corridors, the decline highlights the need for more structured and incentive-driven engagement with the diaspora.
Remittances constitute a structurally important and counter-cyclical source of foreign exchange for Ghana, with the Ghanaian diaspora in the United Kingdom representing a major remittance corridor. In the period between January and September last year, remittance inflows from the UK accounted for about 17.5% of total remittance receipts into the country. This proportion, however, marks a decline when you compare it to the same period in 2024, when the UK corridor contributed about 28%, which was equivalent to more than a quarter of all total inflows.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Isiama. Economist Professor Patrick Isuming has called for a sustainable financing model for the Gold Board. According to him, financing gold purchases solely to curb smuggling and build reserves may not be prudent in the long term. His comments follow reports suggesting that the Bank of Ghana lost $214 million under the Gold for Reserves program. Speaking on Joy News, he acknowledged that the establishment of Gold Board is strategic. Professor Isuming urged the management to consider investing in a refinery to process the gold purchased, which could enhance value addition and long-term sustainability.
I expect that we will move away from the current arrangement involving the Gold Board and the Central Bank and let the Gold Board, you know, have its own capital with which it will trade. And also, we want to see a little bit more transparency in its pricing arrangement. It's clear from what we've seen towards the end of the year that while the intentions are noble to ensure that we are offering gold prices locally, that will ensure that we reduce the extent of smuggling. It cannot come at the expense of losing so much money. At least the range that we have seen, the one that has been published, I don't.
Professor Patrick Isuming is an economist. Now, Minister for Energy and Green Transition, John Jinapor, has attributed the sustained power supply recorded in recent months across the country to improved gas supply from Nigeria and increased investment in energy infrastructure. He has also urged stakeholders in the West African sub-region to strengthen collaboration to support reliable energy delivery and drive broader economic development. Dr. Jinapor spoke at an energy stakeholders forum in Accra.
I see very, very positive trends from Nigeria. Some 2-3 years ago, you couldn't count on Nigeria for gas supply. And I don't know what they are doing. They are reforming. They are doing a lot of work there. And since January to date, we've had consistent flow of gas from Nigeria. No interruption. So my advice to my Nigerian colleagues is that if you can get it correct with the gas, then adopt that same strategy.
John Jinapor is the Minister for Energy and Green Transition. Next is MoneyLab.
Hello, welcome to MoneyLab. My name is Paul Manti, MD of EDC Investment Limited. We have been discussing personal finance, and today I want to bring your attention to an important area, that is spending habit. You need to pay attention to your spending habit. What are some of the areas I want you to pay attention to? It's first time spending. Any major expenditure for the first time, pay attention to it. Anytime you throw away leftover food, remember it is money you are throwing away. Your salary must dictate what you eat, not your appetite. Pay attention to the utility bills, avoid the impulse buying as much as possible. And I want to encourage you that don't be in competition with anybody, because the grass may look greener at the other side, but it may be synthetic grass. Many thanks for making time for MoneyLab. Financial independence is indeed possible.
That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Talking about Imperial General Assurance, Imperial brings you the Asempamoto promo. From now till the 30th of April, win big with Imperial General's Asempamoto promo. Call them on 057766 7436 or 057766 7436 7 or 057766 7438, or talk to your broker for further details. Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. This festive season, bills shouldn't scare you, because you can enjoy free cash from Ecobank in the 5-star enjoyment promo. And simply deposit in multiples 400 cities or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 cities to build points and enter a draw for a chance to win your share of 1.5 million cities in cash and prizes, including 1-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and multiples of 10,000 cities. There is more. Customer who transacts with the Ecobank card or use the digital platforms enjoy up to 15% discount on rides, experiences, events, and more. Don't miss out. Tap into Vibes and be one of the 10,000 lucky winners in the Ecobank 5-star enjoyment promo. Deposit more, enjoy more. Promo runs from now till the 31st of January 2026. Terms and conditions apply. This promo is supervised by the NLA on the Caritas platform. Ecobank will never ask for your PIN or password. When in doubt, call 0800-003-225 for assistance. 0800-003-225 for assistance. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kujobaka.